Welcome to the No Lux Left Behind podcast, the world's first podcast dedicated solely to unboxing the allure of luxury handbags and the resale market.
We're Monica and Erica, luxury consignment entrepreneurs with over a decade of experience. Whether you're a shopper, a seller, or listening for the laughs, you'll always get unfiltered knowledge here. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. We are back here with No Lux Left Behind. Welcome. My name is Erica.
And my name is Monica.
And we are the co-founders of Season 2 Consign. We are a luxury e-tailer platform. We are a franchise company. Yes. We have 6 cities open right now with plenty more to come.
We have a couple.
I know.
A couple in development.
North Carolina, come on, Mesa. You have no idea how long I've been waiting to sing that song.
I know, right? It's been a couple months that we've been in the process of, you know, this whole discovery, franchise discovery process with Michelle and Joya from Raleigh-Durham. It has been amazing the whole time, but the whole time we've been like, we're so excited about them.
And we just want to talk about it. The way that I have been
waiting
to play Petey Pablo at full blast.
Oh my God.
In my car, excited for RDU insane. So we're super excited about that. Anyway,
very excited.
Obviously we've been super, super busy.
Yes.
But we needed a break, so we went on spring break. Not together.
Right.
But I went on spring break. And what I realized on spring break, because we have to bring it back to the handbags, is that I don't carry them.
No, you don't.
It's weird.
Right?
And I realized it for the first time.
You don't carry. You carry your spring break. You carry your little Chanel zippy that's got the keychain thing on
it. And it is beat to oblivion.
Yeah. But because you use it every day. But like, that's really essentially what you carry. Then you carry the Dior book tote that has all of your like work stuff in it. But if you're not going to work, usually I don't see you with a bag.
No. I don't want it. I don't even understand why. Why am I this way?
I don't know.
But you carry bags.
I do.
You love your bags.
I love a bag.
And you change them out.
I do.
And it's a thing.
Yes, it's a vibe. It's a total thing.
So how do you know? Okay, so for me, I think it's weird. I get so many questions from like my friends, like, oh, what bag are you carrying today? For example, when I was on spring break, I met up with all my friends from university, our friend Amrit Walfinch.
From university.
Would say. From
Shout
university,
out, Amrit.
Whatever. In America, we go to college. And
you went to the University of Miami.
It literally says university. College.
Okay.
Here.
You're right.
And I met up with them. We all have kids now. So we were at the Four Seasons in Orlando and we had dinner. One of my friends was like, what bag are you carrying?
Did you look around like, I don't have a bag?
I'm like, honey, my bag is my husband's pockets.
There you go.
Like, I'm not interested. Okay. If I'm going out to dinner, I am martinying. I am vibing.
Well, that's
the
thing.
And I don't want a bag.
You're prone to sometimes misplacing things, too.
Sure. Okay.
So maybe.
All right. Well, if we're going to put the government out there, Monica.
Not that you would misplace your handbag, but, like, I think it's a good thing to use your husband's pockets.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going anywhere.
Right.
Look at me.
Jesus.
I'm kidding. Okay. My whole point is it's weird that I'm, like, in this game. And
then you love a bag. It's not like you don't have a handbag collection.
No,
This is what's wild. She does have a handbag collection. It's not huge because Erica is very high and tight with everything.
Yes, I'm an aspiring minimalist is what I like to call myself. I try.
That's true.
I do my best.
It's true. But like, they just are there. And then she'll break them out on occasion. Like, you know, if we're going to a conference.
Listen, if it's in my collection, I love it.
Yeah.
It ain't going no place. Okay. Right. It is staying. We are high and tight.
High and tight. But the one thing that never, like, she doesn't go anywhere without it is that Chanel zippy card holder that's attached to her keys.
Like, yes. Okay. So I feel like, okay, this little piece of luxury just does not get the merit that it's due. Mm-hmm. And today we are going to establish it. And it wasn't in my podcast plan today, but we're going to talk about
Here
it.
Here we go.
Okay. The Chanel zippy.
Uh-huh.
It is a two-sided zipper.
Yeah.
With the keychain
three-quarter
through it. Is it three-quarter? No, mine is.
Oh, you're right.
Two-sided.
You're right.
that fits, like, at this point, because I've smushed as much as I can into it, that fits.
It's expanded.
It's expanded. Mm-hmm. It's expanded. It is what it is, okay? It's my things into oblivion.
She's definitely not selling it with season two. It's not of the condition
it's to sell. It's never going anywhere. I don't care if that CC falls off. It is my... It is my little dream luxury, okay? It is that two-sided zipper with the key, with the keys on it, the key ring.
Yes,
okay,
because
I need my key fob on it. I need my work key on it. I need my house key on it, although I don't use a house key. Whatever.
Yep.
My point is that it's the easiest thing. Jump out and pump gas. I know our Jersey girls don't pump their gas, okay? But in Florida, we are schlepping.
We're schlepping at the gas
station.
Through
the swamps. Through everything, we are getting out at the gas station.
We have to pump our own gas, which I had to do yesterday morning. And I actually, it's so funny that you said that, because I thought of our ladies in Jersey, and I was like, they are so lucky, as I'm pulling up to the pump.
Let me ask you a question.
Because I didn't want to have to get out to pump my own gas.
I have seen on TikTok a lot, people buckling their bags in.
Yeah.
Is that like... Have we lost our minds?
No, but listen, okay.
Are we delusional at this point?
To play devil's advocate, you know for a fact that I hit the brake very aggressively, and my bag always flies.
It flies and it flips over.
And it flips over, and I carry so much.
And no organizer can save it.
No, I carry so much in my bag that, like, everything comes out. And I could see why. If you remember to buckle in your tote, like my Fendi Sunshine tote,
mm-hmm.
If I remembered to put her in respectfully in the passenger seat and buckle her up, I bet you we could avoid the mess when I get to my destination and the extra minutes of having to pick everything up off of the floor of my car to put it back in my bag. I can understand that.
Okay, fine. You have me.
If you're an aggressive driver, which I am, I could see why.
Okay, I guess what my thought process was, like, a lot of the people that are buckling in their bags are buckling in, like, Birkins and Kellys, and they just, like, don't even want to touch them. They're, like, you know, taking care of it with white gloves. And I get it. We want to take care of our acquisitions.
Do they have
totally
a sleeve cover on their buckle?
No.
Because if you don't want to touch your bag, but you put the seatbelt on, you better make sure you're wiping that seatbelt down.
Ew, and it's dirty, right?
I'm just
like
saying.
Like when people touching their makeup, and when they sneeze in their hands.
Ew.
It's
ew,
so
Erica,
gross.
You know I'm a germaphobe. I love Lysol.
Ew, I hate it so much. Okay, anyway, I felt like when I saw a... Because several, you know, the algorithm just gets you.
Yeah.
And I saw a bunch of these videos of, like, women buckling their Birkins and their Kellys in that probably still have the plastic on the hardware, which, by the way, I heard is not good for that.
Yeah.
For them. But anyway, and I thought that was, like, have we reached, like, pinnacle delusion
probably.
With our bags? Like, what are we doing here? But now I get that.
I get the
we
the
walked
reasoning.
Through it. We
I get the reasoning.
It.
Like, for those of us who, again, are somewhat aggressive drivers, maybe we're aggressive with the brake. I could understand that. You know what? I'm going to try that on the way home.
Yeah,
I'm
like that.
I'm going to buckle my tote.
Okay, we're going to talk about that then
next
time.
I'll record it.
I have a question for you. Uh-huh. Dingle dongles. I don't know what else to call them. You know how, like, now that we're talking about Birkins, people are starting to, like, personalize them with, like, dingle dongles. What do you call that? Like, keychains and...
Accessories. Oh, my God. I was over here like, I'm sorry, are we doing Christmas in April?
No, like,
dingle dongle sounds like something out of a child Christmas movie.
Listen, I love a dingle dongle.
Okay.
Wait,
I like accessories.
Know.
Accessories for your accessories.
Yes.
The charms.
Yes,
all the little thingies. Yeah.
Okay, my question is, and not so, I want to talk about personalization on bags, not so much like the stamping with the initials and stuff. That's fine. That's cute. Very classic. My question is, how do you feel about all the dingle dongles? Because, like, I don't know what else to call it. Accessories.
All of the little accessories for your bags. I love an accessory, but I tend to skew on the gaudy side of things.
Shocker.
Oh, shocker. But, like, even my Stanley has an accessory. It has a little chain on it with my initial with an M in pink. I love an accessory, and I love an accessory for an accessory.
I agree. And you know what I like even more? When it doesn't look like everybody else's.
Yeah.
Stuff. I think it's especially beautiful on, like, on the Birkins specifically, because I think for me, a Birkin is just the most functional. I'm sort of like a, a person that, like, I like form, but I also need function. And for me, the Birkin makes sense because I need to be able to get in and out. The 35 is the way of the future.
Yeah, the that's Birkin fine. 35.
That's just my personal opinion. Yeah. That's my opinion.
That's my opinion.
But I like when how people are doing it. Like, I had, this was last year, but I had, like, the, or I have the Donqueray bracelet.
Yes.
I always say
okay,
that wrong.
I would like to say, because Erica's not going to say it, she did it first. Okay.
Listen.
Do you remember when you were like, it's so heavy and it was getting in the way because you were on your computer
but
typing
I love
something,
it.
But you love it so much and you have the black Birkin and with the palladium hardware and you were sitting at your desk and it was like clinking on the desk and you got sick of it. So you took it off and then you were like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to put it here. And you draped it across.
You know what I loved about it, though? I loved that it made my very classic Birkin look edgy. As if it were... Do you know what I always pictured? Is like a face of a person who has a nose ring.
Yes.
Of the chain that's going from the nose to the ear.
Yes.
And I just felt like it looked so cool. Beautiful and so cool. And I thought it made it look like a little bit edgier and interesting.
Yeah. Also, by the way, side note, that was like
a year and a half ago,
2 years.
It was
that happened.
But it was out of necessity.
Necessity.
Because I only keep the things that I love.
Yes.
Right?
And Erica loved that bracelet, so she was like, no, I'm not going to get rid of it. I have to figure out a different use. And you literally put it.
Make your things work for you.
Make your things work
Preach.
For you. We say it all the time.
Preach.
But you put it on as an accessory. I love the idea of an accessory on a bag and making it your own and walking down the street and not having it be so stale.
I know. And I like the idea of like, if my kid were to... You know how kids just, like, bring things home or,
right,
like
a little keychain or those friendship bracelets that are so popular that, like, I think Taylor Swift made them really popular.
Yes, and you, like, put them on your Birkins or you, like, drape them or whatever. Like, the Twillies are beautiful. That's something that's been done for a long time. But, like, collecting little pieces. There's this girl that I follow, Pig Mommy, on TikTok. And she has this
Does
great
she have pigs?
Old... No, her dog... I think his name is Pig.
Oh, cute.
Which I think is really cute. But I follow Pig Mommy on TikTok, and she has this great City Balenciaga bag that she wears a lot. I see in a lot of her videos. And she has, like dingle dongles, like, draping
the
off of it.
The fact that you keep calling them dingle dongles.
That's what I like.
The amount of direct messages we're going to receive of people saying dingle dongle is going to be hilarious.
But that's what they are, and they're just, like, beautiful. And I'm sure she has a video of, like, what it is and that it... probably means something special to her. She picked it up somewhere cool. But I love the idea of the personalization aspect because I think it's also a nice way to, like, open up conversations with people. Oh, I love that piece there. Where did you get that? Oh, my kid brought it home from school. Or we found this shell on vacation and I had someone make a keychain out of it and put it on the Birkin. Like, I just think that's really cool and, like, a nice little sentiment.
Yeah. I think that it adds a layer of authenticity to the handbag. Like, if you're carrying around an authentic Birkin, which I hope and pray that you are, my friends.
If you're listening to this,
I hope you are. Actively anti-counterfeit.
Blank.
But, you know, if you're carrying around a high-ticket item like that, obviously it's beautiful, classic in its own right, and there's a time and a place to be understated and classic, but then if you add something that's very personal, just a fun touch to it, it just adds a layer of authenticity.
Yeah.
It makes you more approachable,
I
think, just as a human being.
It's you know? It's almost like the most endearing form of carelessness with your bags.
Nice.
Right? Like you don't look like a snob with your plastic on your hardware.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not that everyone that has plastic still on their hardware is a snob, but I'm just saying
And that there's a whole discussion on that, right? We should do another podcast about the plastic still on the hardware because a lot of people are having discussions about the plastic.
We need
on the
to, you know, who we need to bring on a cobbler. A great cobbler, I think, needs to tell us like really what's happening here.
But
and
also,
what do we need to know?
You can have the plastic on the hardware and still have the friendship dingle dongle on your Birkin.
Of course.
You know, like it is what it is. Do you? But I'm here for it. I'm here for the charms. And the accessories on the accessories.
I will say, I know myself, I always go back to, like, timeless classic simple, clean, fresh mm-hmm. look, like preppy Americana. Like, that's just my vibe. Like, mm-hmm. shout out to my Connecticut roots.
But like, CT, UConn, Huskies.
Okay, calm down. Calm down. They didn't make it to the Final Four, I don't think.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Or did they? Oh, I really need to get that.
So I don't know.
Someone from UConn's going to come for me. I know it. I'm sorry.
I have no idea.
Okay, but my point... So, actually, this is a good transition point, because I want to talk about the Ro Margot bag.
Oh, gosh.
Monica, I have so many questions about this. Like, where did this association with the Birkin come from?
Can I really tell you something, though? Can I tell you my first impression of the bag without knowing the price was, oh, that looks like a good functional piece.
Yeah.
I like it. All leather. Cool.
Se nota, which means in Spanish, like, you can tell.
Yeah.
That it's a very, quality. The craftsmanship is impeccable.
Yes. Then I went to the website. Then I'm looking at the price and I literally started laughing. Not to be disrespectful in any way.
The power of PR.
No. Yes.
Knows no bounds. It knows no bounds.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I saw the bag. I thought, oh my God, that's a really cute bag. It's functional. It's beautiful. I like it. Let me go check it out. And when I saw the price, I laughed because I was like, I personally wouldn't do that.
That's
not for me.
Here's my thing. It's the PR machine that drives me to drink. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they did a great job with the PR.
Okay,
they
really did. Here's the thing.
Kudos to them on the PR.
I need to know. Listen, it's a beautiful bag. It eventually, I'm sure, will be a classic. It is not a classic, okay?
It should sit in its own space, though.
It didn't come out yesterday and become a classic.
It's not the next Birkin.
It's not how that works. And here's the question, the big overarching question that I have right now, okay, is that where did that come from?
PR and marketing.
Okay, no. I want to know, but who made that association? Who decided, like, we're gonna bring that out to the masses?
Yeah.
Was MK, like, were MK and Ashley sitting in the boardroom? And, like, did that come from MK's mouth? Like, I genuinely need to know the answer. Or was it the PR firm who was like, or was it the journalist who wanted to, like, get on their good side?
Maybe.
And say, like, hey, this could be the new Birkin. Let's run with that one.
This
and
the is
PR
the thing,
firm
though,
was like, yeah.
I would just like to say, full disclosure, Erica and I were the little kids growing up on Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Okay, Mary-Kate and Ashley, soundtrack to my life.
Soundtrack to our lives. We had all the VHS tapes. We are big fans of them and their brand.
Oh my God,
but
obsessed.
Goodness sake, it is the PR. The point of the conversation is it's the PR that has driven this bag into the forefront of everybody's mind.
And you know what drives me crazy?
It's wild.
It's the speed at which the machine has convinced everyone that this is now a classic and
yes.
they need it. It is actually frightening to me how a company can have so much reach, so much influence, mm-hmm. reach out and create these partnerships with influencers and creators. And I love the bag. I've seen a lot of creators that I love and enjoy watching their stuff have the bag and enjoy the bag. I'm not saying anything about the bag. What drives me to drink is the fact that it went from 0 to 60 in 0.5 seconds, and now there's an association with a brand new piece
and
this icon
that is the
of generations.
Yeah.
And there's a misalignment that I think we all can't see because of the glitz and the pretty and all the stuff that's happening on Instagram. We can't see past.
Right, because we're all programmed to absorb what is being fed to us on our social media accounts.
Right. We just take it as fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because a journalist said, this is the new, like, could it be the new Birkin or is this the new Birkin? And
right.
everyone just started
and then it,
spinning and trying, and
it
just
went out
snowballed.
Like wildfire, man, like crazy.
But I think
honestly,
we all need to ask ourselves questions. I think we all are living in our own delusion, and we need to start asking ourselves questions.
I think we all do live in our own delusion, right? As human beings. I think we do. I think I do. I think you do. I think every human being individually does. But, yeah, I mean, I think, and this is not to, like, hype up the Birkin in any way. This is just stating facts. Like, the Birkin has been a timeless luxury piece that is you know, has stood the test of time as far as luxury handbags. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's aspirational. It's something that people try to work towards, and that's sometimes their handbag goals is a Birkin. And so that's why we're saying, like, to compare that bag to the Birkin, I don't know, it's wild to me.
I think it's wild. Wild. Too. Again, beautiful bag. Not sure that we're talking about the new Birkin, though.
Right. The bag itself is great in its own right, respectfully. Yes. It's a great bag. I wouldn't necessarily pay that price for that bag, but I also don't like to pay retail. Shop luxury retail.
Shocker.
Just say. But, like, you know, kudos to you if you would. Do you.
All right, let's lighten the load a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Morgan Stewart. You know Morgan Stewart.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorite, like, I don't know what
I have loved her since creator, Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
Journalist, on-air personality.
Can I tell you something?
Reality star, obsessed. Yes, I want you to tell me immediately.
Every now and then, I will rewatch, if I'm bored, like on a Sunday, if I'm cleaning out my closet, I will rewatch Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
I don't blame you.
For Morgan and EJ.
The sass.
I love them. I love
and
them.
And she actually just came out. I was looking at her Instagram this morning. She came out with a ready-to-wear line.
Did she?
Yes. I don't know what it's called exactly, but it's like, it's very much her vibe. Like, it's classics and all that. But
I'm on Van Island. I'm not supposed to be spending money
The reason that I'm bringing up Morgan Stewart is because she has been photographed wearing checkerboard Vans.
Has she really?
And the girlies on TikTok are crazy about it. There are people who are like, we don't want her wearing these. She's not in this game.
Wait, what's wrong with the checkerboard
Vans? It's like they don't want her. It's
who doesn't want her?
I don't know. The Vans girlies.
Oh.
This is what TikTok is telling me, okay? I'm just sharing what's on my algorithm, which is unique to me. Okay, my algorithm says that the Vans girlies are PO'd because Morgan Stewart is wearing Vans. And then the fashion girlies are now embracing the Vans because Morgan Stewart is wearing these Vans. And so I think, my point is, I think you're going to see Vans making a comeback. Okay,
so I can pull mine out.
Same way the Adidas Samba.
Oh, well, yeah.
The Adidas Samba came back.
But, like, if you're in youth soccer in any way as a parent, you own a pair of Sambas. So, like, you've been ahead of the fashion game already.
I know, but, like, that was not my thing. Listen, I was a sucker for the Adidas Sambas, okay? I still wear them. I love them. They're my favorite thing, and I'll get them in every color, and I don't care. I won't apologize for it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
The Vans, the checkerboard Vans, though, like, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Luis has an old pair that would fit you if you want them. Because remember, my now 13-year-old, when he was in, like, third grade, went through a big Vans stage.
Listen, I love a pivot, right? I love a shift, a
trend. I can get down with some checkerboard Vans.
I like to take some risks, but checkerboard Vans are not my thing. Now, I'm not mad at her for it.
I think they're cool.
Do you, boo-boo.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, and also, Season 2 Consign is going to start accepting shoes.
Yes!
April, I mean, we already started accepting shoes on consignment. But
they're going to go live for sale on the website April 15th.
I'm so excited about this category.
So pumped.
We're going to do it, like, super high and tight.
Yes.
Like new, pristine, and worn once only. So basically every shoe that you'll see on the site is going to be in incredible condition.
Yeah. I mean, set your expectations high for the shoes and the condition of the shoes that you will find on Season 2.
You know what I think is wild?
What?
So I put up a poll a couple of weeks ago on, like, what size are you? What sizes should we be looking out for, like, at the corporate level? And we had so many. So I'm a size 7.5, right?
Yeah.
Like, Monica's a size 7. Like, we all have kind of smaller feet.
Yeah.
But we had so many requests for people in the 40, 41, and even 42 range.
Yes.
So I feel like, I mean, you know, shameless plug. Like, if you have those larger size women's shoes, because we're only doing women's shoes.
Right. Women's shoes only in pristine condition.
Like
new. honey, like, your you customer, wore them one time, but inside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that kind of
condition. Yeah, like, we wore them on the rug. We wore them on the tile, maybe to try them on with the dress, and they didn't fit. Yeah. Right? Like, that's kind of the vibe.
Like, let us know. Go to our website. Submit them if you're not using them, because someone else will love them.
Right. You wore them down. You put them on in the hotel room. You walked downstairs to the bar, you had a drink, and you went back upstairs and took your shoes off. Like, that's the condition we're talking about. But my point is that those larger sizes, women are looking for them. Like, they're literally knocking down the door. We got so many people looking for larger size shoes. So just keep that in mind.
If you're listening to this pod, we assume you love pre-owned luxury.
Now you can lead the resale revolution.
Season2consign.com is powered by People, a community of dynamic business owners dedicated to a tech-driven approach to sustainable luxury and building a brand based off of a proven operational system.
Learn more about bringing a Season 2 showroom to your area by going to season2franchising.com.
That's season2franchising.com.
All right, so we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the trends that people are looking for in the secondhand space right now, because we're in a transition period. We've moved into spring.
Yeah.
And so people are thinking about style changes and trend changes and fashion and how they're going to dress as the temperatures rise in many places, except for South Florida, because we're kind of pretty consistent down here.
Yeah. I mean, but aside from just like seasons, I do think that there's a shift in mindset. In 2022, we couldn't keep a brand new Chanel flap in stock.
No.
Right? Like, people were just salivating. And literally, like, drooling. Battle of the thumbs at checkout trying to get these items added to their cart and completed.
Stuff.
The brand new stickers on the hardware. All the whole thing with the box and everything. And I think what we're seeing now is a shift more towards vintage pieces, pieces that have had a little bit of life.
Yeah. Are kind of giving nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. Yes. You know what? I love that word. Nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. It's so sassy. Okay. Yes. More specifically, I'm also seeing, like, listen, the Tom Ford era Gucci, it's second to none.
Nothing like it.
It's always been here. It never went away.
Never went away.
But I will say that since the last creative director started introducing more of, like, those big horse bit pieces and doing reissues of those Tom Ford era type styles, now, of course, like, once they reissue something, just like Louis Vuitton, the Louis Vuitton denim.
Yeah. Oh.
We saw that.
Yeah.
Like, we're seeing that blow up now, right? We're still kind of in that. And then people are starting to look for, I mean, everything is so expensive now at the boutiques. Like, no hate, no shade. I love a boutique moment, but, like,
I mean, we are all for a boutique experience. Like, I love, but the last time Erica and I actually went into a Chanel boutique and purchased brand new flaps, we went and got some flaps at the Chanel boutique, was in 2022.
Yeah.
Because the pricing was different. It wasn't great, but it was less than it is now.
Do you know what I think is wild? Yesterday we did a blind unboxing on Instagram, and I pulled up all the data for the bag that was coming in, but also...
Was it a maxi?
It was the maxi. It was a double flap.
That's right.
Caviar black Chanel maxi with silver tone hardware. That bag retails for $11,500 today. We had it for $6,000. Like,
here's the thing. There's an inner nerd in me. And so I can appreciate inflation and costs increasing. Like, I can appreciate all of that significantly, especially as a business owner. I totally get that. But if nothing of the quality is changed, if the quality is actually maybe even... And I'm gonna say it discreetly, maybe even not what it once was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't come for me. But, like, I just don't understand the significant increases that continue to happen when the quality is not what it once was.
Well, I have a lot of theories on that, which we won't discuss on this podcast. Maybe we can discuss on the next one. Because I think it requires...
We're running out of time for today.
But I do feel like the shift towards vintage designer handbags is because of that reason, right? The people are realizing, hold on a second. Okay, this is not 2021 or 2022 where we had all this disposable income to we weren't traveling, we weren't going out to eat.
Coming out of COVID, everyone was like, just spend the money because we don't know if we're all going to get COVID. And we just didn't know. Life was felt so uncertain.
No, and I think now consumer behavior is normalizing. It's changing. It's shifting back to a normal type of consumerism. Mm-hmm. And I'm hopeful for that. And I'm excited that people are talking about, even in places in faces that we never thought would be like, oh, I got this secondhand. Like, it's becoming less and less taboo.
Yes.
To talk about vintage design, specifically vintage, right? Yes. Secondhand of like, they bought it in the boutique yesterday and want to resell it. Like, that's kind of been around for a long time. But
yeah. But true vintage. True pieces. Vintage. Items that are 20 plus years old.
I think that's really exciting because we are giving all these pieces that honestly look so much, that meet all of today's trends.
Yes.
That look so much like what they're reissuing, if they're not the exact same design that they're reissuing today. Mm-hmm. The world needs no more stuff, y'all.
I know,
I don't know if you realize.
There are so many great pieces.
We have... We have a hyper consumption problem across the board. The world needs no more things. Shop vintage designer.
Yeah, for sure.
If you like nice things.
Mic drop,
and we out. Okay.
So, guys, we've had so much fun and this first podcast back and first podcast episode of 2024. We're going to be coming back with some more topics in the coming weeks.
I know. We have a lot to talk about.
We do have a lot
to talk about. We're going to talk about that Hermes civil lawsuit. We're going to talk about the Chanel price increase. We're going to talk about labeling people as aspirational shoppers and what that actually means. We're going to dive into that.
Ooh.
Because I didn't know. Some people felt like that was offensive. We're going to talk about that, too. We have a lot to share. And we love you. Thank you for being here.
Yes.
Ciao for now.
Guys, if you're not already following us, we are at season2consign on all platforms, including TikTok and Instagram. We drop knowledge and have fun on all of them.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please consider rating it and sharing it with your friends. We have so much more to share with you. Thank you for being here, and don't forget to be fearlessly authentic.